What is up, podcast listener? Thanks so much for taking some time out of your busy day to listen to me jam with you on some things that will hopefully make your life better. Now, I want to announce really quickly before we get into this, I've got half, maybe like a third of my new professional audio recording system set up here. So hopefully the quality is a little bit better now, but expect coming up in future episodes, it's going to be better and better. All right, so for today, I'm going to be talking about the 10,000 hour rule. Now, if any of you have read the book or heard of the book Outliers, Malcolm Gladwell really popularized this. It brought it into the mainstream, saying that, hey, if you practice for 10,000 hours, you could become world class. You could become someone who has mastery over a certain skill. Now, this podcast is not here to say that this is true or this is not true, because Malcolm basically just took this research study done by Anders Ericsson, and he kind of like, you know, when like you hear a story from a friend and then you repeat that story, but like you don't get all the details right and there's some context missing. That's kind of what he did. And so in that book, he says that, you know, more or less practice for 10,000 hours and you can be great at something, but there's a lot more to the story. There's a lot more to the research that Anders Ericsson did. And also keep in mind that we've never had someone start practicing a skill and then just do it for, you know, 10 years or however long it takes to get to 10,000 hours to see what that result would be. This is all the research that's been done on people who become world class has been done on basically just anecdotal. They've asked people, hey, how many hours do you think you practice a week for the last like whatever amount of years? And then they tell them, and that's how they come up with these numbers. So take everything that you hear in research and in pop culture science with a grain of salt. Now, I do think there is something to putting in a lot of hard work, a lot of hours, and doing it the right way to get the results that you want. And I think the book Talent Code did a much better job talking about how you become great at something, whether that's a sport or something in becoming great at business or really you name it, whatever skill or area you want to focus on, discipline, you can become great. But it is not necessarily a hard, hey, if you put in work for 10,000 hours, doesn't matter what you're doing, you're going to be successful. It's more about doing deliberate practice. So deliberate practice is actually something that Dr. Anders Ericsson came up with, where the definition for it is repetitive performance of intended cognitive or psychomotor skills. Now, that basically just means like you're doing an intentional action, right? You know the thing that you want to improve on. So you're being very specific and intentional and focused on the actions that you're taking with the intention of improving at whatever you're doing. So that doesn't mean if you want to get stronger, that doesn't mean you just go into the weight room every day for 10 years and you just pick up weights and you lift them and then you go home. No, it means that you get everything right from the reps to the sets to how fast or slow you're lifting, to the rest time you're getting, it's everything. It's being very deliberate and intentional about absolutely everything you do. Now, when you practice that way, that's how you can really get great results. And so the topic of this podcast today is how can you use deliberate practice to become great at something that you care about? And maybe not even great. Maybe you just want to become good, or maybe you just want to become someone who has a decent skill set, you know, like, for example, many of you who may know who've been following this podcast or the YouTube channel, I'm trying to improve at boxing, and I'm not trying to become world class at boxing. I just want to become fluid. I want to have the language of boxing. I want to know how to move my body so I'm comfortable in the boxing ring. That doesn't mean I'm going to go win the world championship. It just means that I want to have sufficient skills in that area. So whether you want to do that or you actually want to become world class at something, the first thing you need to do is decide what you want to get focused on. What are you going to be spending all these hours of deliberate practice on? Now, I would just say this. If you don't know off the top of your head right now what you think that should be, I think you should continue to just sample things. Be curious. Try as many things as you can. It doesn't matter how old you are. Like, keep doing different things and keep putting a little bit of effort in different areas until something hits with you, until it strikes a chord and you're like, you know what? I really enjoy this and I could see myself obsessively working away at this, because that's what it becomes, right? Anyone who's great, if you think of like Kobe Bryant, something like that, that guy was absolutely obsessed, and so are all the people who are achieving world-class results. Like, a Conor McGregor MMA fighter. Like, you think that guy lives like a fun, you know, life where he's going partying and then he's showing up in the octagon and winning? No. His life is so just honed in. The deliberate practice he's doing, or the different skills he's trying to learn, are so focused and so purposeful that his routine probably doesn't seem like it's very fun to most people. But that's what it takes to become great at something. You have to get obsessed so the thing that you're doing doesn't feel like it's homework. It feels like something that you get to do. So once you decide on whatever it is you want to focus on, and maybe it doesn't have to be one specific thing, maybe it's a few things that you want to become fluent in. Okay, so fluent as in, like, if you're going to speak a language, maybe you don't know every single word, but like you can speak it well, right? Like, you can go to the country and you can show up there, get off the plane, get yourself a taxi, have some conversations, do what you want to do. I guess that's more than fluent, right? Or that's a little bit less than fluent, but being able to conversate and hold your own. So all that being said, decide on the areas that you really want to focus on. And this should be a fun process. It shouldn't be something that's stressful, like, oh, I don't know what my purpose is, or I don't know what I'm inspired or motivated to do. Everyone seems to have it figured out. No, almost no one has it figured out. And the people that do are the people that you see who become world class and, you know, are on TV and in the newspapers. And I mean, I guess this is 2018, so, you know, being talked about on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and getting all the publicity. And it's because they've become absolutely obsessed with what they're doing. And they've put in the work and now they got the results. Now, for you personally on your journey, I really, really highly recommend that you don't just decide, like, you know what, I'm just going to do this thing and I'm going to put my blinders on. I'm going to do it for the next 10,000 hours and I'm not going to think about it again. I would really practice self-awareness with whatever it is that you want to focus on. Be aware of how you're improving over time compared to other people. Sometimes you do have to look at that and think to yourself, you know what, do I really have a shot at becoming world-class at this or not? Like, for me, a great example is I'm 27 years old. I started boxing last January, so I have like 14 months of practice, and really deliberate practice, I would say closer to about 4 to 5 months of deliberate practice once I got good coaching, which I'll talk about in a bit. So I'm aware. I have the self-awareness that I am not going to become a professional boxer. There's just not enough time, and nor do I have the motivation or anything that's required to get to that level. And so I'm not going to say, you know what, I'm going to start, you know, adding up my hours to get to 10,000 hours. Now, maybe it takes a lot less to get myself fluent in being able to box. Maybe it's only 2,000 hours or 3,000 hours, and I'm cool with that, and I could commit to that. But I'm not going to commit to becoming a professional boxer, becoming one of the best, becoming world class, because I have self-awareness. That's not realistic for me. So this may like sound like I'm raining on your parade, but become aware, okay? If you are 5'4" and your name isn't Muggsy Bowles, like, you're probably not going to be playing in the NBA. Like, it is what it is, okay? Same thing goes for, like, if you're someone with a very, you know, scrawny, frail bone structure, like, you're probably not going to become the world's strongest man. And that's cool too. The whole fun in this stuff is just trying a bunch of things and deciding, you know what, I've done a little bit of practice here. I've put some action in and I'm starting to get some wins and I'm going to keep going with this. And I'll give you examples in my life of what I've decided to continue to pursue and continue to put hours of deliberate practice into. And really for me, that's three things right now. And if you really want to become world-class, I would say for me and you too, it eventually should really become one thing. But for me, I'm not in a place yet where I'm ready to go world class in any of the things that I'm working on. So my three things are boxing, which I'm definitely putting the hours in, but I just really want to become fluent. I don't want to become world class. The next thing is my business. I want to become a very good businessman, and I want to be so fluent in business that I don't have to worry about money again for the rest of my life. Like, I just figure out some things, create some automated income streams, so I'm good on money. And I have a good business life. It's fulfilling for me. And I've been working on that. I guess I've been an entrepreneur for about 5, almost 6 years now. And so that is definitely, I've put in a good amount of hours there. And honestly, more than anywhere else, I think I'm seeing the most success in that area. And the third thing for me is, long-term, I would love to become a full-time sports psychologist or a peak performance coach for high-level athletes. Now, that means I want to be working with the best. Like, ultimately, I think the coolest thing would be to be a peak performance coach. I don't even know. I probably have to go to school to become a doctor to become a sports psychologist. So maybe I'll just say peak performance coach for the New York Knicks. And that's the coolest thing for me. So those are my three areas of focus. And I have self-awareness around all of them. The first one, boxing, I'm very aware that that's not something I'm going to become world-class at. The second one, business, I think I could definitely become very good, but I'm not going to become, like, I have no intention to become a billionaire. You know, that's not, I'm aware that that's not something that I'm moving towards. I want to make enough money to live very comfortably, and I'm taking the necessary steps to do that. And the final thing is becoming a high-level peak performance coach. Now, this is an area that I've always had natural talent in. Whenever I started, from the first time I started coaching people, which I guess has been, you know, around eight or 9 years ago is when I first started working with my friends back when I was playing college football. I think I was 19 years old. So I guess it's been almost 9 years. That's really when I saw that I had a natural talent for this. Like, I really intuitively knew how to work with people to get the best out of their ability. And it's not something I actually had to commit myself a ton to start to see positive results. Of course, I did study, I did my best, but it was also something that came to me intuitively. And the more I've practiced, the more I've read, the more I've consumed on this topic, the better I've got. And so that's the thing I think long-term, I have the best chance at becoming world-class in. So to give you an idea, I think focus is so important. I think you should really have focus on what you're doing. But I think that the 10,000 hour rule, I think that deliberate practice is more, for me, a framework that I'm using. I'm just understanding that the more focused and intentional I can be about what I'm doing, the better my results are going to be. So ideally, like if I'm coaching an athlete, I'm going to say, hey, get rid of everything else on your plate and just do this one thing. And so if I'm working with an athlete, let's say they're a boxer, I'm going to say, hey, let just about everything else go and put all of your energy, the majority of your energy should be going into becoming a world-class boxer. Put your energy here and, you know, kind of be a horse with blinders, and that's how you're going to get the farthest. Now, for the normal person like you or me, you may not know exactly what that is yet. Maybe it's not a sport. Maybe you don't know what it's going to be. Maybe you're not like, hey, I'm going to be an incredible musician. Maybe you are, though. But you need to understand that you don't have to have it all figured out right now. Just understand that this is a framework to work from. And so you can focus on a few things and slowly over time, gradually start to focus more and more narrow. Because the more narrow you can get, the more success you're going to get in your niche. And I've actually seen this in practice in the business world. Starting the Jump Rope Dudes, my main business, like, we just focused on jump rope fitness content. And now if you type in jump rope into YouTube, it's just us. Like, we really dominated that niche because we were so focused and narrow. So it's a great example of how this works. And I'm doing the same thing with this peak performance niche. I'm going to be very narrow with what I'm talking about here. And I intend to see very similar results because I'm not just going to do it for a little bit. I'm going to do it like I did the Jump Rope Dudes. It's been 2.5 years over that, a little bit more than 2.5 years with the Jump Rope Dudes. And we're already seeing those results. And I honestly think that's lucky, like, to have that kind of result so fast. And with this, obviously, I'm only a few weeks into it. So I'm in it for the long haul. So whatever you're deciding to focus on, make sure that you're committed to doing it over the long haul once you really want to start putting in that deliberate practice. So to give you an idea of being on this journey with me and how I'm going to be keeping track of this, my plan is to start really tracking my deliberate practice and doing my deliberate practice and then recording it starting on March 26th, which is the day after I'm recording this podcast. And I think I'm going to record this, or I'm going to release this tonight. So it'll be tomorrow I'm going to start. And I just think it'll be interesting for me to have the awareness of, like, okay, you've put in 3 hours of deliberate practice this week on this area of your life, right? And so I'll see where my energy is going, and I'll be able to chunk down my energy a lot more efficiently. And that's really what we're trying to do here. For people who don't want to become world-class, like, you're using the information I give you to become more intentional, more focused, and chunk down how you spend your time. So understanding how important it is to not just do things for the sake of doing them. Be intentional, know why you're doing what you're doing, and then you know, chunk off time. Don't just multitask and do a bunch of different things at once. Do one thing the best you can for a certain amount of time, and then move on to the next thing. And that's how you're going to get the best results. So I'm going to be tracking this, and I'm going to be just using the metaphor that I've talked about on this channel before, or on this podcast before, which is I'm going to be stacking bricks. Okay, so every hour of deliberate practice is one brick stack. So I'm going to see how many bricks I can stack over time. And this will be a cool thing to share with you guys, because you'll see, okay, Brandon's been stacking this amount of bricks and he's gotten this amount of success. So you can compare it to your own life and be like, how much deliberate practice have I put in, and what are the results that I am personally seeing? And it makes things a lot less intimidating, because you're like, oh, I've been working on this for 3 weeks or 3 months. Of course, I don't see crazy results. But if you've been doing it for 3 years, then you can really see how that deliberate practice adds up and starts to lead to you getting great results. So with that being said, I highly encourage you to start stacking your own bricks and recording your progress. Now, I'm curious to hear anyone who listens to this podcast, who is going to really put this into action? What are you going to focus on? Where's your deliberate practice going to occur? Like, what are you going to put it in on? And what's your long-term game plan? So go ahead and reach out to me on the Instagram or Twitter, Brandon T. Epstein, and I'll for sure hit you back. And please, if you haven't already, subscribe to this podcast. Check out the YouTube channel, just my name, Brandon Epstein. Check out the Jump Rope Dudes if you want to get your fitness on, over at Jump Rope Dudes on YouTube. And what else? Any other calls to action today that I want to make for you guys? I think that's it. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And I'll be back later this week, actually, with an interview with a really cool guy. A guy who is the head of the Performance Science Institute at USC, Dr. Glenn Fox. And then another great interview coming up after that. So be on the lookout for it. It's great. And if you like those or you like this, please share it with a friend. Thanks for listening. Keep on stacking bricks.